to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Well, Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene have disgraced themselves again. Maybe that's not even worth mentioning. That could be a tagline every day, but they disgraced themselves again. Somehow Matt Gaetz keeps rearing his ugly head. He's being investigated by the federal authorities for felonies. The fellow who is close to him has already spilled the beans and sung like a canary, and somehow Gaetz is going around shooting his mouth off. I think what he's trying to do is lather up the base so if he gets indicted and criminally charged, they'll yell politics, politics, without looking at the underlying trafficking issues that he is alleged to have been involved in. However, Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene are a bizarre tag team. They're a bizarre Mutt and Jeff routine. They go around the country. They went to Arizona. They go all over the place. And here's the kind of stuff they say, and here is one of the worst things that they have said. On January 6th, they said, quote, in a press, to the press, they said this, quote, publicly. We're proud of our work on January 6th to advocate for election integrity. The Capitol Police, federal officials, and Democrats are to blame for the violence of January 6th. We're here to get the truth behind January 6th and the government's involvement. Maxine Waters, a congresswoman from California, magnificent Maxine Waters, said, Gaetz needs to shut up. Gaetz needs to shut up. Right on the money. Gaetz isn't the only one. Marjorie Taylor Greene needs to shut up. Maxine Waters says Gaetz needs to shut up. What's really going on here? These are truthers. These are people, you know, you have your anti-vaxxers, your anti-maskers, your truthers. They're similar to the people who said that 9/11 was an inside job, that kind of thing. Lying, falsely lying. 9/11 was the product of jihadists, Saudi Arabians, whose cultural imperative is to forcibly convert or exterminate a host population. That's who it was. It wasn't our government. Same thing with January 6th. January 6th, these two characters said, quote, proud of their work on January 6th. They're proud of their work on January 6th to advocate for election integrity. Advocating for election integrity with five people killed, with a woman trampled to death, woman shot, gallows erected to hang the vice president, going through the hall saying, where's Nancy, to kill her? And a lot of these people get off with a slap of the wrist. They get home confinement for 10 days, or not even that. Some of them just get a fine. And yet Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene go, what they're looking for, Capitol Police, quote, Capitol Police, federal officials, and Democrats are to blame for the violence. Oh, really? Federal officials and the Capitol Police. Capitol Police are to blame for the violence. Capitol Police were attacked. They had bear spray squirted in their eyes. One of them died of a stroke. One was about to be trampled to death. They already started when he said, I have four children, and they showed mercy. The crowd didn't show mercy. Three or four people guarded him. Woman broke through the glass to get in, get at the congressmen who are still there and kill them, and that she was shot and killed, Ashley Babbitt. Another woman was trampled to death, and somebody stood next to her and said, stop running over her. They didn't stop running over her. And this is the Capitol Police that did this? No, it's not the Capitol Police. It's some of the 700 defendants who have been in court for doing it. Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene go on to say, we're here to get at the truth behind January 6th and the government's involvement. You know, I'm tired of truthers, but, you know, you normally don't have truthers in Congress. You have truthers on the fringe. You have truthers who are bizarre characters, truthers, who say things. It's really called gaslighting. where they say things that are not only true, but it makes you question reality, question your own knowledge. The truth is that it's really saying, are you going to believe me or your lying eyes? Are you going to believe me or your lying eyes? These people, the novel 1984 by George Orwell captured some of this, but not all of it. Just a constant repetition of not only something that's false, but something that's contrary to common sense and contrary to what you observed. If you look at the video and everybody listening to the show, even if you didn't watch it on January 6th, has seen news clips of that insurrection. That was not the Capitol Police attacking other Capitol Police members. That was not the government officials attacking the Capitol Police. That was a crowd of people who had been ginned up by Donald Trump. He went on social media, Facebook, save the date, come January 6th. What's January 6th? The Feast of the Epiphany, that's what January 6th is. Why are you going to Washington on January 6th? Because there's a ceremonial acceptance, absolutely ministerial. By that I mean that word means there's no discretion whatsoever. You send Pence up there, somebody comes in on a velvet, with carrying some things on a velvet pillow and kneels in front of him. Actually, this is what they do in England. This is the kind of thing they do in England, not over here. No velvet pillow, nobody kneels. They'll come to him and they'll say, Mr. Vice President, I'm pleased to present the certifications of these 50 states by their governors and their secretaries of state. And his role for 200 years is to say, thank you, and accept them. And I find it in order, and everybody claps. Because the 50 state governors and the 50 state secretaries of state were Democrats and Republicans, and there are more Republicans than Democrats in those 50 states, not necessarily by population, but in terms of governor. Remember, Wyoming gets a governor and California gets a governor. There are more than 50% of the states have Republican governors and secretaries of state. Everybody signed off on this. Trump sends it out and he gins up the crowd and he goes, fight like hell. If you don't fight for your country, nobody will. Go up to the Capitol. I'll lead you. I'll be with you. He was lying, of course. He snuck off back to the White House, sat chortling, watching on TV in a private dining room off the Oval Office. For 3 hours, he watched people and the violence. He enjoyed it. Everybody, including his family, said, you got to stop it. Kevin McCarthy said that. He just laughed. Well, Kevin, apparently they care more about their country than you do. And the clowns Gates and Marjorie Taylor Greene say it was actually the Capitol Police officers attacking themselves. Maxine Waters was right. Gates does need to shut up. Gates will only shut up when he's indicted. Marjorie Taylor Greene, if the people of her district continue to elect her, they are electing this kind of statement. They are electing, they are ratifying this kind of individual to disgrace herself and give Georgia a bad name, at least that part of Georgia. So there you have it. And tomorrow and the next day and the next day, undoubtedly, there will be headlines, Gates and Taylor Greene disgrace themselves again. But you've got to be aware of what they're doing, what they're up to, and some people are buying into it. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.